KVOE AM 1400, 96.9 FM, live and local. Welcome to the Monday edition of the Central Care Cancer Center Talk of Emporia. Ron Thomas hosting today, and we're very pleased to be joined on this week's program by President and Radiation Oncologist for Central Care Cancer Center, Dr. Claudia Perez-Tamayo. Dr. Perez-Tamayo, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. Good to see you again. It's been a while since we've had you on the program.
A little bit.
You've been doing okay?
I have, thank you.
Well, good. It seems like things are going very well at the Central Care Cancer Center here in Emporia. Huh?
Hey, very well, and we're always anxious to bring new and exciting treatments here to Emporia.
And that's exactly why you're here today, is talking about something new and exciting coming to the Central Care Cancer Center right here in Emporia. And again, that's at 1401 West 12th, open Monday through Friday, 8 until 4:30. Well, Dr. Tamayo, let's talk about what is coming. What is new? What is happening?
Well, we're here to talk about osteoarthritis in particular, because it does hit about 32 million Americans in the United States. You know, basically one out of seven Americans will have osteoarthritis. And the difference between osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis is that osteoarthritis basically hits people over 60, and it is something that is diagnosed with, of course, radiological information, laboratory information. Usually people do not have a rheumatoid factor in their blood, and it usually is seen by the primary care physicians. And those are the patients that usually start with a conventional treatment like non-steroidal over-the-counter medication, ibuprofen, Motrin, that sort of thing. They go up to cortisone, and then they pretty much exhaust their different options. So this is something that we want to bring, so that before your hands, knees, hips get out of shape, because what happens, there's a deformity, and that's basically different stages of the disease. Before that happens, you can avoid the stiffness and the pain by being treated early on in this process.
So this would be some exciting news for those suffering from osteoarthritis, I would think.
Absolutely. You can become functional again, and especially for our farmer friends. You know, they're able to go again and be functional in their different activities.
So, Dr. Perez-Tamayo, what specifically in the treatment area are we talking about to look at osteoarthritis with?
Well, you know, it is gender-specific, although both men and women have the same areas. But in the women, 50% of women will have it in their hands, while men, the majority will have it in the knees. Although hips are both affected more in the women than the men, and hands can be also involved in the men. But women by far have involvement of the hands, and you can see the rheumatoid arthritis where you have your fingers that deviate to one side and with big knuckles.
Oh, okay. Again, talking with President and Radiation Oncologist for Central Care Cancer Center, Dr. Claudia Perez-Tamayo, on our Central Care Cancer Center Talk of Emporia here this morning. A different treatment for osteoarthritis is what Dr. Perez-Tamayo was here talking about today. And this would deal with what, low-dose radiation therapy?
That is right, which means that it's less than what we call a gray. A gray is a measurement that we have in radiation. So we're looking at six treatments of very low dose, which will almost immediately give you pain relief. It can be repeated, but most of the time, one course is enough to get this done.
So you will see and feel some immediate benefits then?
Immediate, and it's usually six treatments, and we can do it again. But we can treat other non-malignant conditions that really don't have any other options, which include, you know, like spondylolysis, keloids, Dutray contractures. Actually, this has been going on since the 1800s when radiation was first discovered. And the leaders in this have been the Germans. The Germans actually treat more osteoarthritis than in the United States. They're also being treated more in Canada. And this has become much more prevalent here in the United States because people exhaust their options, and the side effects of the non-steroidals like aspirin and the steroidals are so much greater than people just they want to have something that's more permanent.
All right. This is the Central Care Cancer Center Talk of Emporia. We're with President and Radiation Oncologist, Dr. Claudia Perez-Tamayo. Stay tuned. We're back with more right after this. Welcome back to the Central Care Cancer Center Monday edition of the Talk of Emporia on KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, also streaming live, kvoe.com. And we're with Central Care Cancer Center, Dr. Claudia Perez-Tamayo today, and we're talking about low-dose radiation treatment for osteoarthritis. And don't forget Central Care Cancer Center, we're fortunate to have right here in Emporia at 1401 West 12th. If you'd like more information on anything you hear here today, you can certainly call them at 620-342-1117, or please log on to cccancer.com. That's cccancer.com. And again, a treatment here now for osteoarthritis, which is exciting for those that suffer from this painful diagnosis that they get. And Dr. Perez-Tamayo was talking about low-dose and radiation therapy. Let's talk about the low-dose radiation therapy, the benefits of this, Dr. Perez-Tamayo.
The benefits and the point is to, of course, increase function and decrease pain with zero toxicity, which this does not have toxicity. It is well-tolerated. It is 6 treatments altogether, which take about maybe 2 minutes. And it is covered by Medicare. It is a standard of care, so there is no issue with that. The joints that can be treated basically are the regular joints, the hands, the knees, the elbows, the ankles, the hips. The distribution varies by gender. Most of the patients are 65 and over, but it can be, just about anywhere. Usually how we do the treatments is 6, and then we have a follow-up in 3 months and 6 months. It can be done again if there isn't enough improvement. And usually what we see is the people that are in stage 1 through 3 are improved almost immediately and permanently. It is the people that are stage 4 where the joints have been severely, severely damaged by your own body, basically, that don't have the results that we would like to see.
How much time is there between the treatments?
2 minutes. And then the regimen is every other day.
Okay.
Three in 1 week and 3 in the other.
Okay.
And it's very well tolerated.
So success rate good?
Excellent. Again, it is based on your stage. Yeah. It can be between 50 and 100%. And just to give you an example, what a stage 4 patient would be is someone that if a bear is chasing you, you're not going to run because you just can't.
Enough said right there.
Thanks.
Okay. Okay, so but stage 4, any relief at all?
You will get some relief, but, the deformity is so large, and the chewing of your joint is so great that you will get some relief, but then these are the people that are going to need to be retreated.
And talking about low-dose radiation therapy for osteoarthritis, what about safety and side effect concerns?
Basically, zero side effects and no concerns as to many people have, gosh, am I going to get cancer because I'm getting treated with radiation? And the answer is no. This has been done, as I told you, for a long time, and there's no zero chances of cancer. In fact, they have a big study where they treated people with in their shoulder and arm. Women were these treated, and they saw absolutely no more breast cancer increases than you would see normally throughout the population. So, no, it is not something that would cause you to have increased cancer risk.
So, is this a new treatment overall then?
Not at all. As I said, it has been done since the 1800s. It has been done, for over 60, 70 years in Germany. It's coming to this country now more fervently because people are losing options. And then also the pain control you can get from an opioid is such that you get zonked out and it doesn't take care of it because it is an inflammatory process. So when you take an opioid, you're only masking the pain, but the stiffness and the pain is still there. You may be basically mentally, blocking the pain, but it is only short-lived.
So it's not a new treatment overall, but it is new to what we offer here at the Central Care Cancer Center.
It's new actually throughout Kansas.
Okay.
There's not too many centers that actually even provide this.
Well, this sounds like a win-win.
It is a win-win. It has to go through your primary doctor because you have to be diagnosed as osteoarthritis and not another arthritis. And once you get diagnosed, you can be referred. We will see you. And we will then build a treatment plan for you. And it will be easy to receive. You will not feel anything but relief almost within your second or third treatment.
That's exciting news. Again, we're with President and Radiation Oncologist for Central Care Cancer Center, Dr. Claudia Perez-Tamayo. Stay tuned. We're back with more after this. KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Nice to have you here on our Central Care Cancer Center Monday edition of the Talk of Emporia. And we're very pleased to be joined this morning by President and Radiation Oncologist for Central Care Cancer Center, Dr. Claudia Perez-Tamayo, talking about not a new treatment, but new to the Central Care Cancer Center and basically the state of Kansas. And that's low-dose radiation therapy to treat osteoarthritis. So if you suffer from osteoarthritis, this can be a big deal and a lot of relief for you. And before we went to our break, Dr. Perez-Tamayo, you're talking about referrals and your doctor again. How does that work?
Well, you have pain, and you know because your knuckles are getting big. Yeah. You have pain. You get pain in the morning. You know it's stiffness, and you know you have arthritis. There's no doubt about it. There are some risk factors: an older age, female, sex, high body mass index, in other words, overweight, family history of osteoarthritis. There's some misalignment. For instance, let's say you had an injury as a child, as a youngster, and then you are more likely to have osteoarthritis.
So you're then referred to by the primary physician, correct?
Most of them. There's other people that will refer, like the orthopedic doctors, the physiotherapists, and because sometimes, for instance, some of these other conditions, like what we call hypertrophic bone formation, which is when you get a hip replacement and you start making bone around the hip replacement, and then you have basically a failed hip replacement because you make bone that makes you not be able to move that joint. So the principle behind osteoarthritis treatment is the same: to reduce this process of inflammation and increase degeneration within the joint. But it can also be your tendon, your tendons, your muscle. In fact, tennis elbow can be treated as well.
So once we're referred to Central Care Cancer Center, they walk through your doors here in Emporia. What happens? How does this whole procedure work?
We will examine the joints, let's say the hands, which are the most common in women, and those are the ones that we see the most. We will map out which joints are the most affected, and usually you can see them because they're actually misformed. There's, especially the thumb. And then we will make a plan for you. The nails are blocked because the nails don't have osteoarthritis, and we don't want to treat nail beds. And then you will be ready for the treatment, which will be very short, 6 treatments, and that will be that.
Okay, so like 3 treatments in your first?
Yes, 3 treatments and then 3 treatments.
Okay, so basically 2 days separately.
Yes, and it depends on your, you know, if for instance, you know, this is not written in stone. In fact, the process of osteoarthritis or why you have osteoarthritis is still under investigation. You know, nobody really has a concrete reason why osteoarthritis happens. We know that there's injury to the bone, but why are you injuring your own bone? But it is like, for instance, if you can think of the, you know, the old Wizard of Oz, the Tin Man, we're trying to prevent rust. That's what we do.
Okay.
It's working against these pro-inflammatory cells within your joint and also other cells called leukocytes, which are the white blood cells, and the macrophages, which are these cells that actually chew things. They're meant to be trash men, taking away trash that doesn't belong. But when they start chewing your bone, that's a problem. So we actually treat those cells, and you start not oxidizing. Actually, the process of getting old is to oxidize, meaning you're like a, you know, you're being tarnished like silver. So if we can stop that in your joints, then that's good.
Well, exciting news it is. So after six treatments, is that it? You're done?
You're done. We can do it again. And as I said, most of the time when we have to do it again is the more the stages that are a little bit further ahead. Usually the stage ones and twos, one time in your lifetime is enough.
Well, that is good. And this available now at Central Care Cancer Center. And Dr. Perez Tamayo, if people would like more information about this to learn more, how can they get that?
Well, it's easy. You could come in. We will have pamphlets and kind of outlines. If you are a science buff, we will even have peer-reviewed articles that you can see, and you can actually look at the different studies that have shown that this is very effective. ASTRO, which is the American Society of Therapeutic Radiation Oncology, is our main society which approves it. It gives it the seal of approval, is what we follow. And there is an article there that basically tells you the whole process, including the reason why this works. So for the buff, the one that wants to, you know, really go into it in a deeper way, that's available.
Well, exciting news it is, and even more exciting here locally because it's available at Central Care Cancer Center right here in Emporia, located at 1401 West 12th. You can call 620-342-1117. They also have a website, cccancer.com. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. But yes, indeed, osteoarthritis treatment with low-dose radiation therapy available locally here at Central Care Cancer Center. Dr. Claudia Perez Tamayo, good to see you again. Great
Thank
information.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for passing that along. That's exciting news.
Thank you, and we are more than happy to see anyone. If you just want to even just talk to me, please do call, and I can tell you where to go for the next step.
And we're back next month with another edition of the Central Care Cancer Center Talk of Emporia here on KVOE Live and Local.